Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Blog Talk Radio with Suzanne. And, of course, if you didn't figure it out already, my very special friend and guest, Austin Wells, we're doing our yearly Mother's Day special, and it's always really, really, always very, very cool. So I'm trying to give you guys, like, the head up. The number to call in is 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785. The both of us will try to, you know, do whatever we can to celebrate the Mother's Day, whether your mother's here, crossed over, you are a mother, and anybody that fits in that category. You do not have to have children. I would consider, you know, Austin of that category, because your soul gardeners are all caretakers and all of that sort. So all of that stuff about it. But anyway, we'll chat. We'll do some stories, and this will be really, really, really nice. And we are in the merry month of May. For all of you got my newsletter, that's what the merry month of May was about. And it was like, I can't believe all these years that when I do my May newsletter, it was the first time I actually talked about, you know, that there's really a meaning behind the merry month of May. And there's like all these things that I did not know, and I thought I would check it out. And it really was around like 15th century, and actually was originally about, you know, a young man, I'm assuming ruling a young woman. And then there's, of course, been out there, there's been a lot of modern, you know, rock and roll songs that talk about the merry month of May. So that was kind of cool. And like I said, I put that in my newsletter this month. If you haven't got it, it's always up on my webpage, or of course you can sign up for it on www.suzannemercer.com. So without that, again, as we sit here in this first month of May, and I know I've got some things coming up, and I know Austin's got some things coming up, and we have some things coming up together, which I think is quite wonderful, because it's sort of our first at this place, and we'll talk both about it. I'm going to let Austin talk a lot about it, because, you know, this is going to be, well, this is both our thing, but this is a special thing for Austin as well. So welcome, Ms. Wells. How are you tonight, or today, wherever you are?
A typical Gemini greeting, correct? Yes, whatever, yes, parallel universe you find yourself in.
Yes,
I am,
yes.
I'm so used to
doing the show in the evening, and at 6 o'clock in Eastern Standard Time. So I'm actually in Colorado, so I'm in the kind of in the afternoon. So I guess I have to really think about my time zone. That's like that caught me off guard. But you know, you're also in the afternoon because you're in California. So there we go.
Yes, yes. I am feeling very grateful today for our friendship, for a very supported friend who I just adore. You have a birthday coming up. I want to there for everybody who has been benefited by Suzanne's work, by messages, by her guests, by this selfless desire that she has every month to be available to be of service in the world. So I just want to start with gratitude.
Why, thank you. You're so sweet. You're always, always so gracious and always so promoting of honoring people, actually, and whatever their world may be, which is I think a quite wonderful thing to do, to be honest with you. And you and I are both on the page, and I know a lot of these folks that are calling in are very happy to be benefiting from connections of our loved ones, connections of whether it is their mom, whether they are a mom, you know, any of the above, or whether they're a caretaker that just wants to make a sort of a connection, because all of us that do this, and I don't care where you are, it's really important work. I was just around a 3-year-old birthday, and I talk about, like, endless care, talk about nonstop, you know, 24/7. They do not stop three-year-olds. And it is, I want to say, unbelievably devoted, tiring work for all of you that have gone through it. Now we're still going through it. I have nothing but respect for you because it is one interesting deal. So to put it lightly, it's one kind of interesting deal. So I'm going to give everybody the number again to call in, 347-945-7785. But let's talk, we could talk a little bit about the Mother Day thing. And by the way, you know, we're into anybody that just wants to call and share a story. You know, we're both, you know, both of us are storytellers. We can't help ourselves because we're both Gemini. So Gemini is just natural storytellers. And you may want to share a story about, you know, somebody in your life that is a caregiver or is a mom or, you know, may wish to connect to a mom. Because one of the things that I am always well aware of in the session is that, you know, many people show up that are not what I call blood family, but are mm-hmm. life families in our lives that are very important. And we've talked about that, you know, a lot. And certainly the importance of that, you know, in life and around the world and how it's so important for the energy. But sometimes people have, like, really cool, interesting stories that they want to share, and we're up for any of those. So is there anything
I want to add, thank you, Ms. Northrup. How lovely. We're so formal today. I want to celebrate also the fur baby moms, because
absolutely.
Fur babies are a whole beautiful exploration of motherhood and connection and caregiving and a level of love, man, that's just so deep. I'm recently a new fur baby mom, and just what an amazing opportunity for heart opening and for deep levels of care and consideration. And so whether it's a ancestor or a pet who is either in spirit or is connecting with your soul somehow, I just am sending you so much gratitude for your ability to share love and be loving, especially to those individuals that aren't cognizant or aware of the fact that they are lovable. I find so many spiritually motivated individuals draw to them people whose storyline underneath everything in their life is that they're not lovable or they're not enough. And I think to hold space for the possibility of someone really aligning with what is truthful and true about their souls is just such an honor. And I think I've come to that later in my life, but I just think the more we can approach each other as family and create a sense of belonging and allowing people to be exactly who they are without needing them to be someone else is mm-hmm. probably the nicest gift we can give each other.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you were a new mother, so congratulations. Yes, yes.
Why,
so,
thank you.
You're very welcome. And actually, speaking of four-legged children or any other kind of children that are not of the human descent, as we would say, my dear friend that I am staying with, actually, she is a person that is extremely devoted to what we call dogs that take care of people. So what she does is she's part of this organization. It's completely, you know, volunteer, where she works with the dogs from very puppy age up until they are ready to leave her side, which I'm sure is not easy because I've seen her go through a few of them right now. She's got a new one now, Sanders, and he's like 6 months old. And what happens is that after they get to the point where they are trained, they are put up with another person. So they either put it up with, you know, an elderly person that may have Parkinson's or something like that, or a younger person that could be in a wheelchair or not able to move or to walk or be blind. So it's quite an amazing thing to watch. And I'm amazed every time I see her do this, and I'm amazed by the time these animals leave her out. It's just like what the works that they do. So, and they not only sometimes connect them with people in prison, they not only connect them with sometimes with people, men, women that have PTSD. So it's major, majorly important work, and it's just it's just exactly what you're talking about, Austin, is that to do something like that, because you know they have to live with you and go through this whole, you know, and then you have the little badge on, like, you know, don't pet me when I'm down the street. Well, how do you not want to pet these little beautiful you know,
yeah,
puppies? But you can't, you know, because they're sort of in training. So it's really, really, really kind of cool. So the fact that we have to acknowledge them as well. Yes. So what other things would you like to talk about?
I have a girlfriend. I was just going to share a quick thing. I have a girlfriend of mine who's an oncologist, and, you know, her job is really challenging at times, delivering difficult news, and she keeps metrics on her clients, and she noticed that there was a swing of patients either getting better faster or working through treatments with greater ease, and she was looking for what the solution was, and when she did kind of cross data, she realized it was when she started bringing her dog into the office.
Uh-huh.
And that was
yes.
the change. So her dog had this natural tendency to jump on people's laps or at least be by their feet when they were hearing,
yes.
you know, information. And his presence in the room shifted it. And that, you know,
yes.
just I think since anyone listening to the show is in pursuit of this invisible potential, either within ourselves or communication, and it really just speaks to the power of love. And I think when I was making that offering about, you know, just being available love to people, even if they don't know it about themselves yet, you're adding a potential to the environment, to the ether, to the area that's around them, for them to bring their attention or just, it's kind of like offering spiritual flowers to someone. And with that
mm-hmm.
possibility, you know, miracles can happen in the background that Suzanne and I know about because we've been walking this world for a while with the with that kind of awareness. But, I think people
very cool.
that do anything for others is worthy of being applauded and thanks for being maternal and, you know, gracious and sharing love.
I am with you. So we'll take like a caller, and then we'll come back. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing, I'm doing, that's going to be coming up with both of us, and we'll do that. So let's just see how our first caller is. This, again, just a number, and I would say get on now because the line is long, and we try to go through and pick, you know, whomever they tell us to go to. 347-945-7785. So let's just see here. Hello, you're on the air with Austin and Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for taking my call and for your show. And hello to your guest,
Austin.
You're
very welcome. You're very,
yeah.
very welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure
yeah.
to have
my
you.
Name is. Thank you so much. I appreciate all you do. So my name is Carla, and I have a friend that's passed, and she was like a mother. She was elderly, and I didn't live close to her, but I would call every now and then and check in, and she would give me her insight and intuition. She was very intuitive, and I'm just wondering if we can connect to her.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a little stab at this, Carla. First of all, I just got to ask you this real quickly. Sometimes when we ask for certain people, other people will come with them. So, you know, that's sort of, you know, the flapping door,
yeah.
as they say, that we don't have
right.
control of.
I know.
But I have to
right.
ask you this. Is there a female either here or crossed over connected to you with like a Dora or a Dolores or a Dorothy, please?
No,
it's a real name, and it's really female, and it could be Dorothy, Donna, Dorla, but it's definitely that sound. So just sort of set with that for a moment because that's what I'm hearing. Now, I want to ask you this, please. Your friend, would
uh-huh.
she have had a daughter, or would she might have considered you a daughter?
I think she did. I mean, because
okay.
of the
okay.
age, yeah, yeah.
Right. Kind of that's what I'm hearing. And it's almost like so if she didn't have one, my guessing is she's making reference to you being one and the importance of that relationship. Now, she did. Okay. Well, it's interesting mm-hmm. because I'm really honestly thinking she's making reference to you because
mm-hmm.
I, whatever her relationship with her daughter is, yours must have been different. And I want to say
yes.
that you must have been more on the same page or something to that level, energetically or something, because
right.
that's the sense that I'm getting here. Now, did you live near her?
No, not really.
Okay. I just wanted to know, I got distance, and it felt like it was a physical distance, not an emotional distance. And when I got that distance, even though, like I said, it was, you know, obviously it was a physical distance, it seemed to me, regardless of that, you had a very strong bond of connecting. So however you went about doing this, it seemed to have been extremely important, not only for you, but for her as well. And and it honestly sounds to me like you had, like, what I would call endless talks and endless conversations.
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, we
connected. Was, yeah, I was just wondering if she has a message for me, anything.
Well, the message I want to give you is, has she not been gone super long?
Yeah, not super long.
Yeah, because when they tell me they've just arrived, that's usually a sign of somebody, you know, certainly not more than a year or something around that. But it seems
right.
like whatever she was going through emotionally and physically had been going on for some time. And
yeah.
it also feels like you had been certainly cognizant and aware of that. And interesting enough, she feels you very much, and that's maybe why the daughter thing is coming up and you're being more prevalent in that. I can't understand exactly what that means, but you would know that better than me. But it really sounds like your connection with her during this time was extremely important, extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look to me like she was toward the end, what I would call sometimes here and sometimes not here. Now, I don't know if this had to do with the illness or her mm-hmm. age or whatever it is, but when I get that, sometimes it means that there's a, you know, the cognizance of the energy of connection. But I want you to know that her being tuned in enough and you being tuned into her, even if she might not have been able to what we call respond upon a certain way, I want you to know she's very well aware of your presence.
No,
well
she
aware.
Was actually very, she was aware up until the end.
Yeah. That's the sense
very,
I'm
very
getting,
much.
Yeah. It's like I feel like I'm here up until the point where I'm not. And that's and a lot of times, even when that is the case, they're aware on another level of of consciousness and soul and stuff. So that's the sense that I had gotten. Like she was very well aware of your connection continuing up until the time she made a transition. Yeah, which seemed to be pretty, pretty cool. And she was ready and interested enough, not afraid.
Yeah, she wasn't. Not at all.
Yeah. She knew there was a door and there was going to be a whole lot going on through that door.
Yeah.
It did look like a lot of her family had already crossed before her. So she certainly had quite a welcoming that, I'll tell you. Quite a welcome.
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty sweet. Did she live like in another state?
No.
She
same
lived,
state
lived
as
same
me,
state.
But yeah.
Okay, but some distance or something, because I don't think I'm around the corner here, so you know, but it, you know, it's mm-hmm. quite strong. I want to ask you one thing here, and I don't know if this is connected to you or connected to her, but speaking of the entryway from Austin, I do have a four-legged person at my feet here, so. They would like a little acknowledgement.
Okay. I don't have, probably not mine, and I don't think she had any dogs or maybe cats. She had plenty of cats. Yeah.
Well, I can definitely tell you there are a few of them that are at my feet, that I'll tell you. So I'm going to gather they were there when she went over. Pretty significant. So it's her way of letting you know that they, you know, she had certainly, you know, lots of folks and four-legged ones meeting her on the way.
Right. So no message from her? Is she saying anything?
Well, I'm telling you is whatever I'm getting through her, from her, connected to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part that I'm getting. And there's certainly no question of fondness of your connection, you know. And,
yeah, that
and,
I know.
And Yeah, and there clearly was a way you got her. I would say maybe she got you more than other people might have. So that seems to be the part I think seems to be the most important.
We connected.
Yeah. And it was there's, you know, without question, a lot of love. I mean, that was just, you know, and I do think that you had things and she'd say it, you'd think it, and that to me means, you know, a lot of, you know, direct connection, soul connection, whatever you want to call it. I have no doubt that she's made that connection with you since she's crossed over as well. So I would be surprised if you have not felt her presence.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was ready. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And Austin, do you have any mention you want to mention as well? Yes, you.
Yes. Okay. Carla, the only thing I was getting from her was talking about a move. So is there some kind of transition that you're in that you're kind of looking for, like a different location that you want to move to, or some move you would understand? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Makes sense.
Because I feel like she's recognizing because this woman's known you for quite some time, so she's conscious of the fact that she's kind of witnessed a lot of your becoming and different seasons of your life. So I think I would understand where this relationship would have beautiful depth to it. And you would have, I think, realized how fortunate you were later to have her be part of your life. But I get this impression that you are so caring and loving of other people that you may have kind of postponed this move until some events had transpired. And so the feeling that I get is she's just like, you know, go, you know, make the decision for yourself. And I feel like that's something that you...
Sorry. Go ahead, please. Yeah, sorry.
So do you understand what I'm saying, Carla?
I do, but it's not that I'm hesitating. I would like to make a move, but I need to sell my condo.
Okay.
And so I was just wondering if she has it.
No, I think the idea behind it is just do it. Because
I'm trying. Not in my hands.
It can be
actually,
make sure that you're comfortable with the person. Make sure you're comfortable with the person who's selling it and you feel like they're interested in the creation of it. But I also think a little bit of the missing piece is your visioning the next step. I would really get absolutely solidly clear on exactly what it is that you want and where you want to go and just almost make the move without the sale in your head, at least. Because I just feel like there's a little hesitancy.
Actually. None whatsoever.
And please also be mindful of the fact that Mercury is in retrograde, and this isn't always the best time from now until May 14th. So just be maybe a little
one
patient on that part because you wouldn't want something. And it's not to say that you can't do a move during this time because our worlds have to continue. It's just you have to be so specific about the details to make sure that nothing gets missed along the way.
Of course. This has been transpiring for a while, though, so it's been a little bit frustrating. It's not like yesterday I put it on the market. So I was just wondering if he had any insight for me, like any sort of, looking in the crystal ball, telling me when it might happen.
I think her the feeling I get from her is immediacy, so if you feel like there's been a delay or something like that, I don't feel like the indication is anything more than you continue that vision without putting any kind of interference of, it's taken a while and so on and so forth. Because she leaned into me at one point and went, move. And I was like, what? Like, why are you saying that to me? But now I understand. So I think she has an immediacy about it for you to just trust on a different level, because I think one of the things that she gave you in her guidance was a deeper level of trust in things.
Yeah.
So she's doing exactly the same thing right now.
Right. No, she's so sweet.
Okay,
sweetie.
Carla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you
thank
so
you,
much
ladies,
for calling
and
in.
Thank you to my friend.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you, Carla.
Bye.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back and we'll chat a little bit about our upcoming stuff. And like I said, we got lots of numbers here. We got 860-208-4884, and we will get to a few more callers here. This is Suzanne and a special guest and friend and comrade, Austin Wells. And we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back to Suzanne and Austin. And just speaking of upcoming things, I have my own Mother's Day show next Monday, May the 15th. And you're welcome to join. And it's always a really, really lovely night. It's going to be my own personal gallery devoted to the same things that we're sort of like talking about tonight. And Austin and I usually do it together. However, we decided to do Blog Talk this time. But we will be doing a small gallery group next month, so you can sort of check that on the calendar. I believe it's June the 13th. It's going to be coming up. And then after that, we have a wonderful event coming up. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Austin?
I would love to. Suzanne and I have the honor of teaching at the Omega Campus in Rhinebeck, New York, June 23rd through the 25th. If you are unfamiliar with the offerings of Omega, it is, for those of you on the West Coast, it's a East Coast Esalen. It's a fantastic metaphysical campus in the middle of beautific Hudson River Valley that has farm-to-table food and magnificent offerings. Suzanne and I are going to be working with people to deepen your relationships with the divine. The class is called Divine Connections. And over the weekend, we'll give messages. We're going to be, again, practicing just mediumship skills and meeting each one of you where you are in your development. Or if you're new to it, please don't hesitate to join us. And then Saturday night, we're going to play around with different ways of connecting with spirit. And then our class finishes on Sunday. It's a fantastic location, and if you haven't had an opportunity to go there, it's really worth the trip.
Yes, it is. And I will add another thing, because one of the things that, you know, both Austin and I have done many, many over the years. We did the Afterlife Conference for many years, and I've done, you know, Omega a lot over the years, many, many, many times. I actually was there last year, and I'm going to be again this year twice. But what to me is always quite wonderful when you're doing something of this nature, which is extremely intense. Sometimes a 3-day weekend like this can take you a month down the road from somebody who may be still in grief, somebody who may be, you know, tuned in, wanting to develop to another level, I've had connections and need to, you know, expel on those. But what's so wonderful about this is that this campus, that you will walk around in this incredible nature, and you will have pretty much very little distraction from the outside world. which for me is always very special when you really want to get into some kind of intensive worthwhile study, and you will have it here. As a matter of fact, you may be challenged that there is only certain parts of the campus where you can actually get signals upon your cell phone, and they encourage you to go actually more into, you know, where they have, you know, lunch and dinner in those places. There's a couple of those places they can do it. But there's nothing like immersing yourself in a place where you wake up to it. You go through it the day, you end your evening with that, and it's sort of with you. And when you go to sleep at night, you will be quite amazed probably at the connections and messages that you will get that certainly have been around not through the day, but even just walking through the woods, walking by the water. So that there's not too many places like that around, and I'm sure Austin knows Echelon more than I do, but I do know Omega quite well because I've been coming there for between 15 and 20 years. So it is very spacious. And honestly, there's not too many places like this throughout the country, to be quite frank. So if you're on the edge or on the like, I really want to do this, and my suggestion would be do it. Just sign up, just do it, and I would have a hard time in remissing that each one of you would not be really grateful that you did do it, and you will walk away from there and feeling things, experiencing things that you probably haven't either in a long time or maybe since the loss of somebody that you love or just in your own development, because that's really kind of what we do there. That's really what we're doing.
It's also a lovely opportunity to build your community. Because what I am hearing a lot from people these days is a longing to belong and a search for a spiritual community where they don't feel weird and where what's happening to them other people understand. So you don't really have to be in pursuit of mediumship to appear. It's just a way for you to become conscious of the ancestral support that you have around you and how available it is.
Yes. And I can tell you that it would probably be rare for any of you that go that does not find a friend along the way. Because this is
true.
Just, you know, not to mention like-mindedness, but just, you know, you'll be, because one of the things that I know, and I know that Austin knows, is that there are never any coincidence, that coincidence is God's ways remaining anonymous, of who would be there, who will be there at the same time that be there. That to me is always an amazement. Every group, every event that I've ever had in my life, that's really, really the truth. So Lonette, let's take another Mother's Day call here.
Hello?
Let's see who is it. Hello? Hi, you're with us.
Hi.
Austin and Suzanne. Who is this, please?
This is Amala. How are you?
Okay, Amala, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
You're very welcome. So how can I help you, my dear?
Austin, I just was wondering, and Suzanne, it's interesting, like, I feel like a butterfly this spring. It's been a really tough, this past year was really tough. I mean, I think this is the toughest I've ever gone through. I have progressive vision loss, which causes blindness. So last year was the pits for most of the year than not. And so it's just interesting how the light and the dark, and now I just feel like all this light, all this goodness is coming in, all the blessings are coming in. And then when it rains, it pours. And so, like, I'm interested. It just happened out of nowhere. There's two people who are now in my, radar. And I just don't know, like, I like them equally, and I'm just wondering what you feel like for any of this. It's totally unexpected. Totally. There's a guy's name starts with an A, and the other one starts with a J. The first one is
okay.
J, who came. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Austin, that's your category, girlfriend.
Well, I think it's psychic or intuitive is within all of our ballparks, but thank you for the honor of this. First of all, I want to celebrate you. And it's Amara, is your name?
It's Amala. It's Amala.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Amala. Okay.
Yes.
Amala. First of all, thank you for holding, like, just onto the gratitude, because that is an extraordinary thing to be experiencing. I can also feel, it's really interesting, at the same time, I can feel your intuition really, like, your ability to feel people is just breathtaking. So, you know, sometimes as one sense diminishes, there is this expansion. There's a beautiful medium who's blind in Ireland who's just, but again, it's our senses are mandatory. So first of all, I just want to celebrate the human being in you grappling with that. So taking that into these two gentlemen, I have the J gentleman is kind of a playful gentleman. He's got a funny sense of humor.
Yes.
He's witty for sure.
Yes.
Your A gentleman is a little bit less gregarious. He's a little bit more introverted, which is not a bad thing. I oftentimes am more drawn to the guys that are more introspective because I find that their ego isn't so much in play, and so there's parts that they don't know about themselves which can build into a relationship. I think both of them have different offerings for you. Am I correct that the gregarious gentleman is the A gentleman?
Actually, it's the other one. It's J.
The way
one,
around. Okay,
yeah.
So he's the J gentleman. Okay. So Mr. J, he's, you know, I think underneath everything, there's some kind of, he's been through a lot of stuff in his life. So his outward personality is very much a way that he survived things. So the thing I would be keen on is, since you're sensitive, he might go to sarcasm sometimes. He might be a little flip, but that tends to be when he doesn't emotionally understand something. So I think there's an opportunity for your relationship, for you to help bring that to his attention in a loving manner. But I do know that when he's judged or criticized, he can feel attacked, but that's not your story, that's his. So I would just be mindful of that whole kind of context with him, but I don't think that this allows a relationship. The A gentleman, I think, like, I love his mind. I think there's so much uncharted territory there. I do feel with him there's been a broken heart that is still, like, he's still working through the pieces of it. But the thing that I'm attracted to about him is I think he has great depth. And I also think he's had a tendency in the past to pick kind of high maintenance, or as I call them, like high maintenance partners. So I think in that context, you would be a breath of fresh air for him because you're a very considerate and a very loving person. And I think really it's just a matter of which person steps up to the plate, because the only thing I'll say based on your history is you tend to be the action motivator, the girl that gets the stuff done, and you sometimes have kind of attracted people that either can't keep up with you or people who aren't as empathic or aware of your needs. Now, that might be a little bit of communication on your part that needs to get stronger, which is a great opportunity, which is why A might be a great option, because you'd have to talk to him a little bit more, because J is going to take the attention and you're going to have to fight for attention sometimes. You know, both of these, I don't ever think, you know, especially with intuition and all of this, like, we don't have a set destiny line. It's our life is completely dictated by the choices we make. So that's why self-awareness is such an imperative thing. Because if we're self-aware, we can take that breath in before we say yes, instead of jumping into the same damn relationship we've been in a gazillion times. And sitting there 6 months in going, oh, Christ, that's not the right person to use. And, you know, just having, you know, getting frustrated at yourself and saying, oh, why didn't I see this happening? Here I am, consciously again, repeating
I would just
take a moment to be honest about the fact that you're a caregiver, you're a nurturer, and you give more than you receive. So you need someone who's going to be willing to be in the game with you, someone that's going to really care about you, and that's what the focus should be. And then I think from that perspective, And you really are in it for long term. You're not interested in dating anymore. Right. So that's another component. So I think it's just self-awareness and just saying which of these two people. But, I mean, heck, what a lovely situation to be in that you've got suitors that are knocking at your door.
I mean, so, okay, Austin, can I just add, so do you really think that Adam is interested in me, like more than that, like something?
I think the thing with him is he's not the guy who he's your J guy is somebody
yeah.
who just like he, everything that comes out of his mouth is what he's thinking. I mean, there's no filter with him. So, you know, you would know everything that's going on with him at all times.
Right.
Adam, on the
right.
other hand, he kind of, you know, he's more of an observer. And I
yeah.
think if you're interested, then don't worry about whether he's interested in you. Don't put the empowerment in his court. You know, if you really see him as a viable suitor, get in there. And I mean,
yeah.
don't
right.
you know, overwhelm him with like, "Hi, I want to marry you." Oh, wow, that's not gonna work. But if you
yeah.
state your intentions and just be honest and just say, "I really find you intriguing, and I'd like to get to know you better." And then, if for some reason he doesn't see that as the best option in the world,
well,
then you even have more information.
Well, it's already.
But just make sure
like,
he's.
I'm having a presentation.
Just make sure he's not in a relationship with somebody, because the other thing I just don't want you to repeat is being on like the sidelines while somebody's finishing something.
Oh
right,
no,
right.
that. Okay, thank you for that. Because I really just met him, and so
all
it's
right.
the bottom line. We're
good.
Having a presentation, and he's coming to it. So, the A guy
awesome.
And the J
That's
guy is actually presenting with me.
Okay. Well, then he's going to be able
All
to
right.
see how fabulous and awesome you are.
All right.
Best of luck with it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. It's so wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for the insight. I appreciate it. I wanted to listen to your show. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
So, as go for Mother's Day. we're going down to a kind
you
of a whole
that's
other...
never going to work. You know it
I,
never
I, you
works
know,
that way. You set a theme and you and we go in a completely opposite direction.
That's very, very true. That's very, very true. We'll take one more call. Then we'll take one more quick break before the hour, and let's just see what we got going on here. Let's try this level here. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne Austin. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air with Austin and Suzanne. How are you doing?
Are you talking to me?
I certainly am.
I didn't know. I apologize. I honestly didn't really think I was going to get through. I was just kind of listening.
Well, you see
Hi,
somebody upstairs said otherwise. There you go.
Hi, Sarah. It's awesome.
Hi.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know it's kind of surreal, right? But hello.
How can we help you today? I honestly didn't have a question. I was calling to see if Desiree got through. But I guess, how's my mom?
Okay.
I guess my question. Well, I guess, does my mom have anything to say to me, or does my niece's son have anything to say?
So,
okay.
Sounds like you're ready to answer this question, Austin. Is that yes or is that no?
I'm kind of drawn to the niece's son, so do you want to take the mom since you keep talking about Mother's Day?
I will take the mom real quick. And your first name is Sarah, please?
Yes.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
yes.
Your mom has crossed over, her mom has crossed over. Did she lose a sister or did your grandmother, please?
My mom lost a sister.
Okay. So I get three women coming together, and it looks like they were all very interconnected. And my guessing is you would have known them. Now, it's interesting. Your mom keeps repeating your name to me, and the only time that I hear that it means either your first or middle name is honored within the family or there's a significance with your name.
Um, I don't know a significance in my name.
Okay. So was any part of your name passed down from her side of the family or from one side of the family or from somebody that she knew? It just has that kind of a link for me for some reason.
I know there was a Sarah somewhere, but I don't really know where.
Okay.
I think my mom got moved out of the grocery store.
I got you. In any case, that's just her identification of coming through Sarah. So I'm just saying when I get that kind of a link, it means to me that's the way that she lets me know that she's coming through. Now, I'm going to give you two quick things that she mentions to me, but I'm going to ask you this. Is she making a very strong connection with you being her daughter or are you having a daughter as well, please?
I don't have a daughter.
Okay. So then she's talking definitely about you. And I don't know if you have a sibling, but whatever it is, her emphasis is very strong on you as the daughter. And very strong on you as her connection with you as the daughter. And it senses to me like you were very, very, very strongly involved in her life and certainly very strong in her life toward the end of her life. Like there's no question that you were there. No question that your presence, all the things that you did were very, very important. And I almost want to say that for some reason, I know you know this, but I feel like you still need to hear from her that you did what we call kind of beyond the whatever it was that was needed for her at this time of her life. And I know that sometimes we feel like we haven't done enough, and I'm gathering from her, you did more than enough. I'm also going to ask you this, please, who's Helen around her, please?
Helen?
Yeah, there's a Helen. I don't know if there's a Helen here. Pardon me?
I don't know a Helen.
Okay. It's a Helen, Ellen something. It's an H-L with E-Ls within the names. It's very strongly coming. So please think about it because that's the words I'm hearing from the mom. So I'm gathering it's either somebody connected where, and I always tell people to think out of the box, Sarah, because it doesn't always, sometimes we think it, within family realm, people that are very connected to her, I would also get coming through is a validation. I'm going to ask you one other last thing here. Were you with her at the time of her crossing?
Yes.
Yes. You know this, but I'm going to also emphasize this again. That's by choice. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
In other words, she wanted you to be there. It's no coincidence that you were there. That was planned. That was in her, you know, when I leave my body, my daughter's going to be there.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think that that's an accident. No, it's not an accident. Those that are there are supposed to be there. Those that are not are not. So you might have been aware of it, but it's her way of like saying that was definitely planned and don't ever think twice about that you weren't supposed to be there because you were.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. She's I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. She's a very sweet woman, but let me tell you something. Don't cross her. She's a very sweet woman, but don't cross her. You know, don't take advantage of her goodwill, her sweetness, you know, her givingness, because if you do, you will hear about it. Yeah.
That's very true.
And I think you have a little bit of that, too, from her. You have no problems of giving and being there and helping anybody that needs it, but don't take advantage of my gift.
Well, I have heard of blame for that.
Well, you know what they say, if the apple doesn't fall, you got to get a little bit on the edge. So.
That's true.
So, I would not by remiss by any miss that you feel her on Mother's Day. That I'll tell you, because she's pretty strong lady. So
she is a very strong lady.
Yes. Oh, and she says you can bring her flowers. Don't think you can't.
I can bring her flowers.
She said you could bring her flowers. Yes. She'd like that. Whatever that means.
I will bring her flowers. Just not to where she is.
Of course. Well, it doesn't matter where it is. As long as she knows she's getting them, she's cool.
Does she have a preference of flowers?
She says you already know them. So.
Yeah, I do.
I would, yes, yes. I do think there's a partiality to yellow, but I also think there's a partiality to violet or that color scheme, which would be, you know, to me, lilies, lilacs, you know, any of those type things. So.
It's lilacs.
Yes. Now, I'm smelling them. I grew up with lilacs, so I know the smell of them very strongly. But I want to ask you one thing, and then I'll let Austin come in. She is with this boy.
Yeah.
She brought this boy over. So, and I want you to know there's an extremely strong connection, and it looks like you should still be connected to the mom of this boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And your connection is even more than I think you're even aware of. There was something very off-color, strange, unexpected with this crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And you would know this, but I have to be very strong. I'm getting the upper part of this young person's body, but I also feel if they would have been here, they would not have been right. That I'm telling you. If they would have survived the circumstances. And that would never have worked. Would never have worked.
Yeah.
But for him or for anybody else, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can add your two cents if you like, Austin.
Yes, I can. Did he, I know his passing was sudden, but he overdosed, correct?
No.
Okay.
I really don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Okay. But you would understand him being responsible for his passing, more or less his actions created the event.
Well, I don't know how that could be, because he had
Sarah, is there someone that is connected to you who overdosed, who was a male?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and you were originally asking about your niece. So does your niece have someone who overdosed that she's aware of?
That I don't know. I can ask her, but I don't know.
Okay, just because the initial feeling I got was an overdose, and you were the one that had kind of done a breakdown. You had said it was your niece's son. So once I tapped into that energy, I felt this male who had crossed himself over. And I feel like he's in his early 20s when he passes. And he's not someone who has, and I'm just going to give you what I'm getting, which is what mediums are supposed to do, which is just give what we get, and then you guys can understand how it fits.
Right.
But I feel like this isn't somebody who does drugs, does things along this. I feel like it's like a casual thing. It's not even something that should happen, but it's a combination of a number of things, and then he crosses. So it would either connect with her son, it would connect with her, but there's a gentleman in spirit who crossed over from an overdose that's just making himself conscious and aware to me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes it's not what I've learned is that it's not uncommon with one younger person that's crossed that there's another younger person. So you may not know them. My guessing he would, if that's what you know Austin is picking up. It's not uncommon. It's like children when they go to visit you, they always bring their friends with them. So this is not uncommon in my world anyway. Younger person coming through. So,
and let me ask Sarah, was there some issue with his head? Did he have some kind of event with his head, either inside his head or to his head?
So he was intellectually challenged. He had cerebral palsy, and I'm not sure what all, but he had seizures.
That's the head stuff I'm getting. I believe the last one, he would have not been, would not have been a good thing. So, yeah.
Well, and what I just want to say about him is this is a delightful, absolutely lovely, angelic young man. This is somebody who is such a joyous presence. And even though he's physically and emotionally challenged, he's delightful. And I feel that he has a great sense of humor, and I feel like he had a very healing mechanism with him. I also think he was blessed to be aligned with the family and your niece, because I think your niece never saw it as anything else but her job and her beautiful responsibility to be, you know, honored to have him. I think she was also aware that they were lucky to have him for the time that they were, because they were kind of given a diagnosis that his life would be shorter than it ended up being. So I think there were miracles and magic along the way. And there's also some kind of dedication to some kind of a foundation or some kind of a plaque that's aligned with his soul that he's recognizing. But I think most of all, we have another angel in the spirit world, and I just think he's magical. He's an amazing young man.
Yeah. He's extremely magical. He had the most humorous laugh. And he's pretty much the reason that they have medical cannabis in Utah.
Okay. But is there some kind of tribute or dedication to him that would be put like on a plaque or something that's been dedicated to him because of his awareness or something, or some wing of a hospital or something that's been dedicated to either somehow? I would double check with your niece and just find out about it, because it seems important for him to be, to honor. And it's not that he wants the accolades. It's the fact that his mom kind of had something to do with that coming into fruition as a tribute to him.
I will check with her.
Good.
So check that out, my dear. Okay. You be well. Okay. You take care, and we'll give a nice hug from mom.
All right. Thank
don't
you.
Those,
you have a
don't
great
forget
day.
Those lilacs.
Yeah, I won't. I'm growing them in the backyard, so I'm cheating.
Right. So, perfect. Oh, well, that's even better. No wonder she makes a mention of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Be well. Have a
all
nice
right.
day, and happy mom to you as well.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, my dear, we only have 1 minute and 54 seconds left. So we won't be able to take any other callers, but anybody who's left on the line can certainly go to my Mother's Day show next week, which is going to be on the 15th. It's Monday, next Monday, a week from today, and we'll be celebrating moms to whoever connects, whoever comes up to. Do you have anything else going on this month, Austin, as well? We've got 90 seconds left.
Yes, on Saturday, May 20th, I'm teaching a mediumship practicum online. It's on Eventbrite. If you search for my name, Austin Wells, AustynWells, you'll find it. I love offering those. And then, of course, I'm looking forward to our event, Suzanne.
Yes, me too. And just for a while, I want you to know that Austin and I will also be doing a small group next month before we do the Omega. So you can check this out on June 13th as well. So we got lots of things going up and coming on, and we welcome all you to join us, because, besides the fact that we're a lot of fun, you also get to learn a lot in the process of that as well. But like I said, a lot of the folks who have called in here, you can connect with me next Monday at my Mother's Day show, and you can connect with Austin and I next month. We got two things sort of like coming up, and check out Austin's event that's going to be coming up as well. So this is always a thrill, and always a lot of fun. So thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Suzanne, so
later,
very
girl.
Much. All and
right.
Happy birthday.
You will, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, ciao.
We'll catch you next month. Okay. And
okay.
As always, everybody, I always hope that everything you want may be yours.